Now, as we reported in the last half hour, a large slip has come down in Woodhouse Avenue in Karori in Wellington, and it has blocked the road and left a house teetering on the edge. Our reporter Charlotte Cook is there. Hi, Charlotte. What can you tell us about this? What can you see?
Kia ora, Corinne. Yes, it is a very, very large slip. It's come down from a property up the top, which is actually Ramsey Place. So it would have been what might have been their backyard once has now slipped down all the way across the road on Woodhouse Ave. It's, full of trees, large rocks, boulders, and plenty of dirt. But neighbours have told me that this is or was once a very mature bush, and this is just, it's ginormous.
So I know the area well, live in Karori. There are a lot of steep hills there and cliffs and those sort of things. Is this going to block roads? Is this going to cause trouble as well for people sort of moving in the area? It's right up the far end of Karori, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a little bit sort of in from South Karori Road, but there is absolutely no way that a car could get around this. So Woodhouse Ave is closed. I'm seeing lots of cars driving up to them. Be turned around again, and it is just quite a frightening sight to see the property right at the top of the cliff face. Now, the fence is just on the edge. There's a roots of a small tree clinging on for dear life to kind of hold up there. I can see a garden shed, and further away from the road, I can actually see the property, and there's no way that this is going to get cleared by sort of commuter traffic time.
Yeah, I mean, do you think there are going to be a number of houses affected here or people's ability to get to their house affected by this?
Certainly there is going to be trouble getting to houses in the nearby area, but up the top, from what I can see, there is at least one property impacted. Unsure on how safe that will be to live in. Haven't heard from the council yet as to properties that will need to be evacuated. But yeah, certainly on my way out here, there's a lot of other little minor slips that are starting to come onto the road. So we have just seen wet weather, days and days of it, and a lot of what would now be fragile cliff sides and hill faces.
Thank you, Charlotte. We'll keep a watch on that over the course of the morning and the day. Charlotte Cook there at the site of a large slip in Woodhouse Avenue in Karori in Wellington. We'll stay in central Wellington. Two houses also remain off limits as work begins to clear a large slip that destroyed a retaining wall on Abel Smith Street at the end of the terrace. Most of the dozen households who were evacuated on Sunday night returned home yesterday. However, long-time resident David McLean lives at one of the two most affected homes and has no idea when he will be allowed back home. Hi, David. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning, Corin.
Good morning. So you can't go back in. What's the situation there? The road might be able to be closed, but there's still a lot of uncertainty about the safety there?
Yeah, well, we don't really know. We have been evacuated and told we can't go in, mostly because there's no sewer or water connection, because that got taken out by the slip.
So do you have any indication of when those sort of things would be fixed? That's a council job, obviously.
We're not sure. They are getting mixed messages from them, actually, because they say that the connection to the main is our problem. But I get different messages. And I'm a bit concerned that that the spokesperson for Wellington City Council on TV said that it's a very complicated situation because it's public and private land. It's not actually true. It's the council's land that's slipped and taken out our services. So we'd like them to be fixed very quickly.
So was it the council's? So the images people will have seen was that big retaining wall, very old sort of looking retaining wall. Was that's the council's retaining wall, right?
Yeah, it's the council land, right up to our boundary. I think they might have taken a half a metre or something out of the neighbour's house, which is the one that's teetering on the edge. But, essentially it was council land that slipped. And that 100-year-old, our houses are 100 years old. And the retaining wall, I presume, is 100 years old as well.
Yeah. Just tell us quickly, what was it like? How did you know that there'd been a slip? Were you in the house at the time?
Yeah, it was. I heard my wife was at home working, and I'm retired now. So, but I heard that we both heard this big noise, and then my wife came down and said to me, "There's no water. Go out and fix it." So I put on my raincoat and went out, and the neighbour was standing there looking at and saying, "Did you see that? It was there. It was this big slip." So it was pretty exciting.
And you didn't hear it or anything?
Well, we heard a big noise, but we live in the inner city, so there's often big noises. There's construction sites and things nearby. But we didn't really think about what it was. So we just heard this massive sort of thump.
Yeah, I mean, and for people who aren't familiar with Wellington, you're right in the centre there on the terrace, pretty famous street, up the quieter end, albeit.
Yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
curious, is the council says there isn't any more slips than in a normal year, but there's just been so much rain, hasn't there, in Wellington over the last few weeks? It's just been incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. And my wife had walked down the path that's now gone earlier in the day, and she'd said to me she'd noticed a bit of cracking and movement in the concrete. So it was preparing for itself to go for several hours, I suppose, but, you know, no one could have fixed that. But it was but there's just been so much rain and so many slips. I don't see how they say that there's fewer than normal.
It does seem strange, doesn't it? Hey, David, thank you very much for talking to us. David McLean there, who lives at one of the two most affected homes at that terrace slip. We're also keeping tabs on another slip in Karori this morning, a big one there.